This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Macoupin County Clerk Pete Duncan. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Thanks for having me.
Pete, we're going to be discussing something that is keeping you very busy at this time, the general election of November 6th, and there's going to be a number of races that will be on the ballot. Of course, the lead one is the race for president this year. But here in Macoupin County, I thought we would talk a little bit about the U.S. congressman position. There is a situation there that would affect Macoupin County.
There is. We're in a new district this election. We're in District 13, and we've got three candidates on the ballot. Rodney Davis is the Republican, David Gill is the Democrat, and John Hartman is running as an independent. So we've got a pretty hotly contested race in that one.
And then we move to something that is sort of new, or maybe it's the first time, I'm not real sure, but for a number of years, Macoupin County was represented by in one Senate district, but now we have Macoupin County divided. Maybe you could talk about that, maybe the sort of the geographic layout and that particular race.
Sure. As I said, this is the first year after redistricting, and this is the first time, at least in about 40 years, going back in the records, that we've got two state Senate districts in the county. And so the first district is District 48. And it is a contested race between Mike McElroy, the Republican, and Andy Menar, the Democrat. And that district is a majority of the county, 51 of our 61 precincts, and I believe about 16 of the townships. And basically, the dividing line is kind of the south and the east and the north and the west. Verdon, Girard, Neilwood, Shaw's Point, Carlinville, Brushy Mound, Honey Point, all go to the 48. All the townships below those, south of those, are also in the 48. Our other district then is District 50, and it's going to have all the other townships more in the northwestern part of the county. And it's uncontested. Sam McCann, the Republican, is the only candidate on the ballot there.
For our state representatives, again, we have two divisions here in the county as well?
We do. Yeah, it's the same lineup, but we've got District 95, which corresponds with District 48, so it's kind of the south and the east. And it's contested between Wayne Rosenthal, the Republican, and Brad Gillespie, the Democrat. And then we've also have District 100, which corresponds with District 50, and it's also uncontested with just Jim Watson, the Republican, on the ballot.
As far as other races, we have countywide races this time?
We do. None of them are contested, but circuit clerk, state's attorney, and coroner are all on the ballot this cycle. And we've talked, and you've talked with the county board chairman numerous times about the reduction in the board that the board approved, and this is kind of the final step in that process. All nine districts are on the ballot, and this will be the first time that instead of voting for three members from each district, we'll only be voting for two. And most districts are competitive this time. They've got at least three candidates. So certainly if anyone's got any questions about whether their county board district is competitive, they can call into our office or check the sample ballot when it comes out in a few weeks.
This time of year, there is a push to get people to register to vote if they're not already registered, and I'm sure that's going on. What are the timelines for that, Pete?
Yeah, there's a major increase in voter registration right now, which is always good to see. But the last day to register to vote is going to be October 9th. You can certainly register at our office. There's numerous city clerks and township clerks around the county that are available to register you, as well as most of your precinct committeemen. But if by October 9th you don't get registered or don't get your registration changed, in Illinois, we have what's called grace period voting. And that's going to start the next day on the 10th, and it's going to run all the way until the Saturday before the election. That's a change this year. That's the latest it's ever run. And basically, grace period voting allows for anyone in the county to come to my office in the courthouse. They can either register then or change their registration, but the only requirement is they then have to vote in my office at the same time.
Recently, in the past few years, we have other ways to vote, and those also have certain guidelines?
They do, yeah. You can obviously vote by mail. Ballots can start being mailed out on September 27th, and the last day that we can accept an application for a mail-in ballot is November 1st, which will be the Thursday before the election. We've already had numerous requests for those, and currently my office is working on getting all the military ballots out as we speak. So I'm always happy to make sure our armed forces get to have their voice heard as well. And then the other option is early voting, which this is also a change. It's starting later than normal. October 22nd is the first day that we'll have early voting. And it's going to run through November 3rd as well, which is the Saturday before the election. Early voting, they'll be able to come up to the courthouse any of those days that we're open. From 8:30 to 4:30, and as long as they bring a valid photo ID, they'll be able to cast their ballot right then. And my office is looking at having some satellite early voting around the county that we're working on finalizing the details. We'll run in the paper well before the opportunities would arise, and of course, if anyone would want to check to see if there'll be any early voting in their town, they can call into our office.
Since early voting was introduced, which wasn't a long time ago, what have you seen? Has it sort of affected how absentee voting goes, or is everybody still sort of going one way or another? What have you found?
Early voting started back in 2006, and what we've seen so far is that early voting is steadily gaining popularity. More and more people are choosing that option. It'll be interesting this year. Previously, there's been about 3 weeks of early voting before Election Day. This year, there's only going to be two. I'll be interested to see if that means we still have the same number of early voters, if we continue to see an increase as we have in the past, or if there might be a decrease. But it doesn't seem to really affect the number of people who use mail-in ballots. I think those people still like to get it in the mail, fill it out, mail it back in. But I do think for people that aren't sure if maybe they're going to have time to make it to the polling place on Election Day, if they happen to be in Carlinville or we're having satellite early voting, it does help considerably to just be able to run in and cast your vote and have it be counted.
Do you think this year there's enough, just from what you see in generality, do you feel this is going to be a good turnout year considering the presidential race and all the other races going on?
Yeah, you know, I do. I've looked back at turnout history for the county, and it tends to be that in a presidential election year in November, our turnout's at about 20,000 voters. And from what I've seen in terms of requests for mail-in ballots and calls coming in about when early voting is going to be, I think the interest level is there that we should at least match, if not exceed, that 20,000 number, which is always good to see. The more people that can get out to exercise their right to vote, the better.
And one final question, Pete. Always like to ask this when talking with the county clerk. Any precinct changes that you know of at this time concerning voting on the actual day?
Yeah, there are no precinct changes, and there's actually no polling place changes either. But just to make sure, since the last general election back in November 2010, Cahokia won, which is the Hornsby area down by Benalde. Their polling place has changed from a home in Hornsby to this election. They're going to be voting at the Cahokia Township building in Benalde. And I know since this will be the first time some people have voted since November 2010, I wanted to make sure that they were aware that their polling place has changed.
Pete Duncan, Macoupin County Clerk, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thanks for having me.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.